Hi, I'm Brendan, and today we're going to be talking about operators. Well, you know, I want to cast your mind back a little bit to the beginnings of computing. We used to have a big machine, and you might even have a punch card. And there was an actual person who was the operator of that computer. Now, over time, and that person was responsible for managing the computer, running punch cards, and everything else like that. Now, over time, that person and their duties went into a program that became known as an operating system. And that human no longer ran the computer. The operating system was on the computer to run the computer. With containers and Kubernetes, what we're actually seeing is this same pattern is repeating itself again. So we might have a Kubernetes cluster over here. And you might want to do something like run a database. Maybe it's MySQL. Well, traditionally, if someone is running a database, you had a database administrator or a database operator who was a person who was responsible for the care and feeding of that database, doing a backup, doing a schema migration, doing a creation of a new database, all of these sorts of tasks associated with keeping that database up and running correctly. What we're finding with Kubernetes is that just as before, when the operator became the operating system, the operator of the database is becoming a Kubernetes operator, which again is a program that is responsible for managing these databases. Well, how does this actually work in practice? One of the prime things that has made Kubernetes so successful in this space is the fact that it's highly extensible. Kubernetes has a set of core APIs that are built into the system itself. But it also has a bunch of primitives in it that allow you to add new APIs to the system itself while it's running. That capability is the key behind the development of operators. Because in particular, when you create an operator, it's just a pod that happens to be running on the cluster itself. The very first thing that it might register is going to be a new API. And this API might be, you know, databases /MySQL. Now, a user using kubectl or any of the other tools that they're familiar with for managing Kubernetes, like Helm or anything else, can actually now come up to the Kubernetes cluster and say, hey, I would like you to create a new database. And when that new API object comes into existence inside of Kubernetes, so there's a new database object here, the operator, this is the operator code, notices this new resource has been created, notices that someone has requested that this database be created, and it actually schedules even more pods onto the same cluster to create that MySQL database. But just as with everything inside of Kubernetes, we don't just have operators create containers or create a database. They're actually an online self-healing kind of system. And so we are thinking always about the desired state and the current state and the process of going from driving current state to match desired state. This is, again, what the operator is doing. So if, for example, your database has a problem, the operator can take a step to correct it. If you request a backup, the operator will take steps to back it up on a particular cycle. If it suffers a failure, the operator will use the backup to restore it onto a new container. So it is not simply an install, but it is, in fact, an online system, just like the human would be, to ensure that your database or whatever system you're running is current, up-to-date, and healthy. Now, when we're thinking about operators, obviously we're placing a great deal of trust into that piece of code. And so it's important for people to choose operators that are well-known and well-written. In many cases, these are actually released by the software developers themselves. So the people who are responsible for systems like CouchDB or any other sort of, or many other Open source storage providers actually also supply an operator that is a Kubernetes object that can do a really good job monitoring and maintaining that software for you. In other cases, there's a community developing around building a really great operator for, say, MySQL or any number of other things. So you can go out just like you would with any other piece of infrastructure that you install in your cluster and find out via community websites, GitHub, and many other places, the best operator for the particular piece of software that you want to run. And then obviously give it a try in Canary before pushing to production. Because although an operator makes it really awesome to get started with one of these storage systems, you do still want to have a sense of how it works before you start taking a critical dependency on it. I hope that gives you a perspective about operators, how they interact with Kubernetes, and how to go about finding them.